In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Hello and welcome. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Fall is upon us as we approach a new season. You may still have that window open. Bankers are doing the same for the IPO market. But how long can that window be kept open? The Money Beat crew breaks it all down, coming up.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome back to the podcast, the look ahead, the week ahead.
We have Maureen here.
We do have Maureen, which is better than just a name.
Yeah.
Maureen
no, it
Powell
always is.
Covers IPOs for the Wall Street Journal. How are you, Maureen?
I'm doing well. And getting a little bit more to write about.
Well, I was going to say, back in August, you wrote the story that there was going to be a window, a brief window of time where a lot of bankers are expecting, you know, companies to start going public. And that hasn't quite materialized.
Has that window
yet
opened?
A little bit. Not as much as we expected. I mean, there was a sense, normally the week after Labor Day, you wouldn't see a ton of IPOs launch because it's a quiet
still
week.
Slow,
you know, everyone's
right?
Getting back in the game.
First day of school for a lot of people.
Exactly.
Especially
didn't come
until
Thursday
York.
In New York. But the sense was this year they were going to rush out IPOs because of the Fed meeting. I think there's a – so we've seen – we saw some come this week and they'll price
last
next week. No,
it's okay. So there were some last week.
Yes, right. that launched,
right.
Meaning they'll price this week.
Yeah.
But it seems like we're waiting and it sounds like they're actually going to space them out. People are a little bit – bankers are a little less concerned about the Fed meeting hurting the IPO calendar than they were. I mean, who knows –
Why is that?
That might change.
Yeah.
That could change.
After today, Friday.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Paul. You're just going to have to get over that.
Going to have to get over that. All right, folks. Don't.
We're taping this on Friday.
Yeah, we're taping on Friday. God. All our secrets are out.
I mean, who knows what if that's changed. But the sense I have been getting was, you know, whatever happens, I mean, we survived Brexit. The market didn't blink for long after Brexit. A few deals were launched. Twilio has been one of the best deals of the year. It launched, like, right around then. The bigger concern is potentially the presidential election, all the volatility around that. So, again, this could change. But there is a sense that these IPO launches are being spaced out throughout September. That said, the deluge, the flood of IPOs, we have not seen it yet.
This calendar that you handed me here, I'm not sure that I recognize.
Are you excited?
I'm not sure I recognize any of these names.
They're all, I mean, the one thing I'll say is that they're from a decently wide variety of industries, which mm-hmm. is good, but none of them are all that big. I mean, the largest one right now, obviously prices change up until the minute
yeah.
it goes public, is, or two of them, Noble Midstream Partners, which is interesting because it's an energy company that tried to go public. It went on its roadshow and pulled its IPO last November. So the fact that they're back, we were supposed to see a flood of energy IPOs. We still could.
Right.
So that's a good sign. I mean, if it actually prices and starts trading, trades well. The other one, another $250 million IPO, roughly, is the Bank of Butterfield. It's a Carlyle-owned, the PE firm Carlyle-owned bank in mm-hmm. Bermuda. Kind of interesting, but, I mean, the fact that those are the biggest deals. We have
right.
like two little tech companies under $100 million. It's not – we're not seeing Uber. We're not seeing Airbnb. We're not even seeing, like, the – B or C
Yeti.
Or D level.
Yeti. Are we going to see it?
I don't know. I think that it could be a while. That was one. I mean, that one, we should. I would say Yeti and Nutanix are two deals. I mean, these Yeti coolers, we just wrote in A-Head, one of our colleagues, about them like getting stolen. They're the hottest item
but
all over the country.
But it's also the coffee mugs.
Yeti?
The coffee mugs are sending their their sales through the roof.
The grocer really likes them.
I'm just saying that because
I'm gonna come clean here. Who's Yeti?
They make
very high end coolers.
Really?
So it's not just high end. They're very durable. If you're a hunter, if you're a fisherman,
they can withstand grizzly bear attacks.
Exactly. And then they've also started selling coffee mugs.
Oh, that was the grizzly bear head. Yeah. All right, I saw that one.
They also sell coffee mugs, and the coffee mugs have just exploded.
Coffee mugs that could survive a grizzly bear attack.
Well, they actually do a very good job of keeping your coffee hot.
I will say
the problem I had on my drive back from my vacation in August was I poured my Dunkin' Donuts coffee into that mug.
Yeah.
And it was a 6-hour drive back, and I was expecting to cool down. And to be honest with you, it was still searing hot 5 hours later.
That's amazing.
Seriously.
But yeah, it was like
really?
Too hot for
honestly.
Me to drink.
All the way back from New England. Dunkin' Donuts coffee all the way back from New England. That's
from
impressive.
From Maine to New York.
Still hot.
Still hot when piping. I write. Piping hot.
So
you're interested in this IPO. You're interested in this company.
I thought the A-head, and if you haven't read it, readers, it was a great story. And we also wrote about it last year, the coffee mugs as a great Christmas gift. So the question we
have is, will it make the IPO market sizzle? I mean, the real question is, will it come to market? It was supposed to launch. I had heard that it was going to launch shortly after Labor Day. I'm hearing it could be pushed back further. It could be in October, December even now. If it does, two things. I'm not saying that it's going to, but we've seen a lot of companies that were just on the brink of going public sell themselves.
Yeah.
So not saying at all that they're going to do this, but if we were to see a company like that, that's supposed to be this like really awesome IPO candidate, their sale, it's like a fast growing company. We haven't seen a lot of big companies launch. If they sold, it's just like another
sign.
Now, after being
dark
exuberant,
cloud.
But after being exuberant about my coffee experience with my Yeti coffee mug, I have to dial it back here. I mean, one of the questions that I think Yeti does face is, can it continue? It's not a new company. It's not a young company. Can it continue? This hyper growth with the number of products it has,
especially like
and
if you're coolers,
as your investor, I think that's a big question.
And if your coolers are that good, how many coolers do Americans or global?
They're not cheap.
Yeah,
that's why. I mean, like that's why they're getting stolen.
How many expensive, durable coolers do you actually need all over the world? So no, that's a real question. It's a real question of how much of a long-term growing company is it?
I know Paul very well, and I can guarantee Paul is not buying a Yeti cooler to go to the beach.
If I was going to buy one, it'd be for the giant tailgates. But we already have our coolers. I don't need a new cooler right now.
Exactly.
But when I need a new cooler, maybe
we'll think about it.
Maybe how much do their coolers go
I
for?
I think they're between $1,000 and $1,500.
I think there's some cheap ones like around $500.
Wait, are you what?
I'm serious.
Exactly.
That's why
I was saying
stolen.
You weren't going to buy one.
Wait.
And that's why people were stealing them.
What? Really?
Yeah.
No, that's why it's really targeted at like the sort of audience of people go hunting, fishing, and they want to store their.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're on the Yeti watch on our IPO calendar, and we're also.
I'm not ready for a Yeti. That's way too much money spent on a cooler.
One other one I'll just point out that we should all be watching for is this company Nutanix, another software company. It's one of the few, quote unquote, unicorns that is slated to go public. It could go maybe at the end of this month. That's another one that's going to be a real test of all these these tech companies that are in the pipeline.
Yeah.
People are watching that one very, very closely. Will they even try to go? Will they brave the market?
Right,
if
right.
they do, how are they going to do? We have not seen a unicorn really this year. So it's going to be that's going to be a huge thing to watch the rest of the month.
All right. Maureen Farrell, thank you very much.
Thanks
Good conversation as always. Everyone, want to thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you real soon.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.